Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Thunder Rosa, and Mark Henry give you a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. Thunder Rosa gives her Wrestler of the Week. Also, I give my power rankings, and we're very happy to have Gabriel Luna from The Last of Us joined us right here on the Busted Open Podcast. It's now time for your Wrestler of the Week.
Well, guys, there's a lot of good wrestling, and it's hard to pick one match and one wrestler. But this week, I watched this match live. I was calling this match. There were some points in where I was afraid of people's life, but it was intense. It was like one of those matches that I'm like, one day when I return to wrestling, I want to have a match similar to that, because it was how I describe it. It was so simple, but so intense. And it gets you like at the edge of your seat. And there's very few people that can do that and are able to, pull it off. But this week, my wrestler of the week, because of that and because what he has done and the type of person that he is Bryan Danielson. Man, what a match. What a match. I definitely continue to learn so much about storytelling, selling, about pacing, about like I was telling you, like there wasn't like super huge high spots. There wasn't like, anything that I was like, oh my God, it was just the whole match. It was so
just
intense.
The grind.
What was that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was that match was grinding.
Yes.
Like I at least two or three times in that match, I stood up. I was tired. It physically made me tired.
And
shout out to him and Rouge.
Yes.
Rouge never backed down. He never backed down. I'm like, these dudes are crazy. It's not a pay-per-view. But you know what? The best guys, they work like it was a pay-per-view every night. And that's why Bryan Danielson is so great, is he never takes a night off. And Thunder, you said that it wasn't like the high spots, but the storytelling and the everything about that match, I see why you picked it.
And I like how everything was placed, because although, like I said, it was a grind, there was a lot of chops, there was a lot of like strong. It was very strong style, like very. I mean, Rush is like lucha and strong style because he wrestled in Japan, Mexico, ROH. He was a champion ROH for a long time. And having the opportunity to go all out with someone like Bryan Danielson and Bryan, the way that Bryan was selling all the moves, the way that he was taking his time, the way that even when they were doing the dives, like they waited until like at the end of the match, it was, everything was a progression. And that's one of the things that every time I watch Bryan, that's one of the things that I continue to learn and continue to take notes, because I feel like some people try to do that, but it doesn't come across as well. But on this, in this match, and specifically, it did. And I like the story on him selling the arm, and it was insane. Like, even when he was bleeding, like how long it took for him before, like, they busted his head. It was good. It was great timing. I mean, it was hard to watch, but it was enjoyable. I was like, after that match, like, I just keep talking about it when I was doing commentary because of how invested I was. And I was like, and now I'm really happy that he's going to be able to wrestle MJF, who, by the way, he's a scumbag. you know, it's really interesting. And it's really hard to, like, translate his promos because he's such a scumbag. It's disgusting.
That the this past Wednesday might have been the most disgusting promo of all time from MJF, and that's saying something because he's a disgusting human being. And I still can't for the life of
human filth,
and I still can't for the life of me, Thunder and Mark, understand why anybody would cheer for MJF, especially knowing the story that's going to be happening between him and Bryan Danielson. And Thunder, and I was talking to you and Mark about this before the show. It was 7 years ago this week that Bryan Danielson on Monday Night Raw retired. And, yes, you know, we thought we lost him forever. And that's why I always appreciate each and every match that he has, because for a long time, we never thought we'd ever see another match from Bryan Danielson.
And talking about that, I was listening to the Bellas podcast, and specifically about him retiring and like how he received an award from, I think it was a concussion center or something like that. I'm not quite sure. You guys can, you know, correct me on this one, but it took him a lot of guts for him to come back, because coming back from concussions and the type of concussions that he was having, it's really hard. He was having seizures at one point and he wasn't telling anyone. But he was doing, you know, he was doing this because he loved wrestling. And again, when you are, that's the only thing you've done for so long, it's kind of scary to like walk away from it. And I think like his comeback is even better because, again, he took so long to come back. He took so long to like take care of his body. And then when you see him having these matches, I'm like, you must be nuts. You must really love this. And you can see it, like every time he's in there, he really enjoys every moment of it. And he really wants to give everything he has, because he's definitely one of the best wrestlers in the world of professional wrestling.
And this is something we could talk about with Randy Cross when he joins us in about 5 minutes to preview the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Is like, you know, you think your career is over. Like, you think you're never going to be able to step into that ring again. Like, usually when you retire, that's it. Like, once you take that jersey off, that's it. You never get the opportunity to put that back on again. And for Bryan Danielson, you know, he did that and then realizes, I still have some more to do. Just like Edge in the WWE, like his career was over for a decade and then comes back. Like, and for me as a fan, it's a gift. Like, that's why I always appreciate it. And that match he had with Roosh, as you said, was just lights out on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was. Elevates Roosh.
Yes.
Don't think that it's a one-sided thing. Like, Roosh is better off because of him.
And, absolutely.
You know, I want everybody to realize that this is not a one-man show.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, for these guys to go and do what they're doing means that they're not just sacrificing time. They're sacrificing pieces of their body. Mm-hmm. And to be able to come back, bro, I've experienced it. I remember Chris Benoit going, Mark, no, you're not going to quit. You're not going to stop. And I told him, I said, man, my he said, everybody body hurt, Mark. He said that you leaving is going to hurt the fans, is going to hurt. And you know what? I sucked it up and said, you know what? You're right, man. I was having a pity party because whatever the reason was at that point, I just thought that, man, I can't recover from all these injuries. And I did. And it took Edge, what, a decade to heal up.
A decade. Yep.
Yeah.
And the technology got better, you know, like the surgeries. I won't have back surgery. I need back surgery. I won't have back surgery until the technology is better. So it might be 10 years from now. It don't mean I'm going to come man. Back. I'm not Bless coming back heart. In 10 years, though. I'm telling you now. Shit, I can heal up all I want to. Good luck to y'all. I'm going to be the guy that's going to be calling the matches.
Well,
because,
I feel you.
No, sir.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave LaGreca has always thought highly of his power rankings.
I am a generational talent.
Seriously.
I am standing on the mountain of omnipotence, and the view is phenomenal.
He gives you who's rising.
Acknowledge me.
And who's falling.
You look at yourself in the mirror, you realize you're not as good as you think you are.
And if you don't like it,
you suck.
Here they come.
Cross your fingers, cross your toes, because here it goes.
The Dave LaGreca Weekly Power Rankings.
And that's entertainment.
Back here on Busted Open. There's a lot more to do before we say goodbye.
Gabriel Luna of The Last of Us. He plays Tommy. He's going to join us in just about 30 minutes. Can't wait for him. But unfortunately, because he wasn't on the episode last week, he's not in my power rankings. But here are my power rankings for the week that was in professional wrestling. And we start at 5 and we go back to Monday Night Raw.
Becky Lynch with a clear path. Oh, look at who it is.
Here comes Io.
Dakota. Oh, this is ridiculous.
The crutch.
Becky Lynch with the win with a little help from Hall of Famer Lita. What a great moment that should lead to something big at Elimination Chamber. So Becky Lynch and Lita at number 5. At number 4, somebody who we've spoken about a lot this morning, and we'll go back to AEW Dynamite from this past Wednesday.
Danielson, the bypass route. No, Danielson, he rolled through. He avoided all the contact.
Didn't put that arm down. Oof. Looking overzealous was Roosh.
No. The second one.
Kick.
Congratulations to Bryan Danielson, not just for the win, but as I said earlier, 7 years ago this week, he retired from pro wrestling. A reminder of that we have this gift back. And Bryan Danielson, when he finally calls it quits, he's going to be one of the greatest of all time. You can make the argument he's the best pro wrestler in the world right now. And Bryan Danielson is a first ballot Hall of Famer when he decides to hang up the boots. So congratulations to Bryan Danielson, number 4 on my power rankings. At number 3, we go back to NXT this past Tuesday.
Gigi, in all honesty, no matter what happens, you will always be my sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, the happy couple, Toxic Attraction.
Thanks to Bayley and Ding Dong Hello.
It's never been about us. It was always about me.
Gotta give it to JC Jane. And Gigi took that boot to the face, and man, that was something else. But JC Jane, hey, she said it. It's never been about us. It's always been about me. And JC Jane is now the biggest heel in NXT after that segment to end NXT this past Tuesday night. So JC Jane, number 3 on my power rankings. At number 2, we go back to the main event of AEW Dynamite.
But Stephon Smith, you can see he is.
He's not even up. No, the referee's not even up. His O'Connor roll, the Bones has got him beat.
The Guns, your new AEW Tag Team Champions. Not a very popular decision, but listen, it's just going to get the Acclaimed even more popular than ever before. And you have an actual story that's really deeply rooted as well. And The Guns, number 2 on my power rankings. At number 1, once again, we go back to Monday Night Raw.
In my last conversation with your dad, he told me, you, Cody, were his favorite son. But Roman Reigns was the son he always wanted.
I'm just trying to win a wrestling championship, and everybody
everybody wants to make it personal. And that's what you just did. And you're not going to pay for it, Mr. Heyman. Your boy, Roman Reigns, is going to pay for it at WrestleMania when I take those titles personally.
Magic between Paul Heyman and Cody Rhodes. One of the best segments I've seen on Monday Night Raw in years. So Cody and Paul Heyman take the number one spot. So my power rankings once again. At number five, Becky Lynch and Lita. At number four, Bryan Danielson. At number three, JC Jane. At number two, The Guns. And at number one, Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman. Mark, we'll start with you. What do you think of my power rankings this week?
I think they're pretty good, except for I would never put the promo segment Ding Dong above Bryan Danielson. I mean, just a respect thing and an honor thing. And the fact that that match was blood, sweat, and tears match. There would be no comedy. There would be no turn that I could have seen being, you know, that wasn't a match. And it wasn't somebody that has really cemented themselves as somebody that's a world champion caliber. I just can't put it in front of Brian. And
okay. Rush. Understood.
That's it. Everything else?
All right. And I like what you said about that, almost that it's a little bit disrespectful to the match that Rush and Bryan Danielson had. And I can respect that as well. Thunder, what did you think of my power rankings?
Well, I would like to think, I don't want to say anything about your power rankings. I just wanted to let people know, how did you select that this and why it was so special for you? What are your, so people understand why you pick what you pick?
I think it's more of what's grabbing people's attention. What is like everybody talking about? And that's the ranking that I give. And I think the biggest story right now coming out of this week's was Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman and the way that came off on Monday Night Raw.
Hi, everybody. Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. Familiar? You should be. Well, now you can catch Mad Dog's Daily Bite each day as a podcast where you'll hear my thoughts and opinions on the biggest topics around the world of sports. NFL, baseball, golf, NBA, even the hockey. That you know you can count on. That's Mad Dog's Daily Bite. Drops daily anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also hear me weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern on Mad Dog Unleashed, Sirius XM Channel 82, or anytime on the SXM app.
This show is the hottest show going right now. And one of the stars, Gabriel Luna of The Last of Us, joins us right now on Busted Open. Sir, how are you? And thank you so much for the time.
I'm doing fantastic. Good to see you, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. And let me ask you, because I got so many questions for you. So, you know, I don't even know if Mark and Thunder are going to be able to even get any questions in.
Oh, my God.
Because I got so many questions for you. I mean, for you,
too much.
I mean, because this show is hot and it's got so much buzz. It's what everybody's talking about. Like, how does it feel for you? You know, somebody as talented as you are that waits for these types of opportunities to come, to be attached to a show that's so popular right now.
Oh, it's very exciting. I've been a part of some big ones, and you know, you make these things, you have confidence that they're crafted well and they're going to be received well, but you can never anticipate you know, something becoming the biggest show in the world and the main water cooler conversation on Mondays. So it's extraordinary, and I'm privileged to be a part of it.
Man, I love the fact that we were doing the marketing here on Sirius XM about The Last of Us, and I was like, man, Gabe is in that. And
yeah.
We started the ball rolling. We was like, we got to get him on. And I said, we got to get him on, and Thunder's like, you know him? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And she said, yeah. Oh, I follow him on Twitter or Instagram or something.
Instagram.
I said, well, yeah, we're going to get him on.
I'm so happy to be on. Rosa and I have been, I guess, internet friends for a few months now, and I've been a huge fan of hers, and since the Lucha Underground days as Cobra Moon. I didn't know it was you.
Wow, he knows me since then.
Yeah, you were masked up, so I didn't know it was you at the time. But
hey, you don't even know how much you're blowing her head up right now.
It's going crazy.
I was on a show called Matador for the El Rey Network, which was where the Lucha Underground was programmed. And I did a show called Matador with Robert and just was supporting all of the programming coming out of El Rey. So I was a big Lucha Underground guy. I think they filmed that in a warehouse somewhere over here in downtown L.A. somewhere.
Yes, we were Boyle Heights.
Exactly. We were shooting the Ghost Rider stuff from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back in 2016, I think in the same warehouse where you guys shot the Lucha Underground.
Wow. No, it's
crazy. Since you touched on that, I just want to let everybody in the world know that's listening to Gabe's voice. Go back and look at Ghost Rider. It's the best series he's done till this point, till The Last of Us came out. I mean, he was the Terminator. Yeah. But I'm telling you, Ghost Rider, that shit had me hooked. Every week when it came, I mean, every episode came out, I had to watch it. And the way that it tied into the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff, man, I'm just like, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry
to cut you off, but when you and I met, I've always been a hero of mine since you were an Olympian, and of course back in your days in WWE. But it was Arnold Schwarzenegger that introduced you and I formally when we were at the Arnold Classic.
At the Arnold.
And Arnold walked me up to you, and I was just like, I'm walking with the great Governor Schwarzenegger, who's incredible in and of himself. But as he's walking me towards you, my eyes were big as saucers, man. I was so excited. And knowing from you're from the hometown, and when I put my hand in that big paw of yours, I was honored, man. So I was so happy to finally meet you, and you and I have been friends for a few years now, and I actually gave you a
Arnold
call.
Again.
Yeah, you're gonna be there this year. You know, I'm gonna hit him up. I think I might join him if I'm not working, but I might jump on the plane with him, head to Columbus. I've always loved Mark, and he does our town of Austin, Texas, so proud. And one of my biggest, I guess, flexes I had in my arsenal when I was in Calgary, I had the great privilege. I'm wearing my Bret the Hitman Hart shirt right now.
Nice.
You see.
Yeah.
I had the great honor of becoming friends with the Hitman when I was up in Calgary shooting The Last of Us. And the first time he and I sat down to have a meal and talk, we were talking about you, Mark, and your time up there in the dungeon with his family. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a call right now. So I FaceTimed Mark, and I was like, I hope Mark picks up. You know, it'll make me put some shine on me here while I'm talking to Brett. And sure enough, he picks up. He's in the middle of a con somewhere signing autographs or doing something, an appearance, and was gracious enough to answer my call. And make me look good to the Hitman. So we had a nice reunion there at Red's Diner up in Calgary.
Yeah, man. I love Brett, man. I cooked for his kids. I cleaned up with them. I lived in Calgary for 10 months, and I love my time in Calgary. Did you ever get down to Electric Avenue?
Where's that? Is it like 17th down there?
It's like the downtown outdoor mall with the little train trolley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I always thought they have one in Colorado too, like an outdoor mall, like San Francisco, little trains and stuff. So I love stuff like that.
Great town, man. Great town. Love my time in Calgary. When I got out of, go ahead, Dave.
No, because I want to ask about 5 or 6 more questions.
Because
seriously, we're talking and I just see Thunder's face like, are you guys going to let me ask a question?
I
want to
be involved.
Are you going to let me ask a question here?
Cut my mic.
So like, you know what?
Mark, you guys are friends. You guys talk to each other.
No, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead, Thunder. The floor is yours.
Listen, one of the things that it just blew my mind is when like people like you that are like super famous, that are doing a bunch of cool stuff and very renowned things on Hollywood, that are super, super wrestling fans. And like you mentioned that you met, you know, Cobra Moon, which was me. I didn't know like your love from professional wrestling and you're wearing the Hitman shirt. And then you were saying about Mark Henry. When did you start watching wrestling and how did your love for wrestling start?
Oh man, well, I started obviously back in the 90s. You know, I'm an 80s kid. So I was about 7 years old. It was 1989. My first live WWF show was at the Frank Irwin Center. And my mom and I took my brother and I to see the Ultimate Warrior. That's who we were there to see. About early in the show, the Hart Foundation walks down the aisle and Brett takes off his visor shades and he gives them to my little brother. Oh, wow. And they were pre-signed. You could see this was still in the three dot era. Brett, of course, signs dots for all his children. And Blade had not yet been born. So it was the three dot era. And I had, my brother had the shades and that he had that over me for his entire life. it was his go-to to be like, you know what? But Brett gave me the glasses. And that's the one thing little brother had over me. And so we left that venue, lifelong Bret Hart fans from that moment on. He was our guy. And and just loved wrestling. Obviously was into it in that, you know, the Undertaker's, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, that era. You know, football and all of my obligations as a student athlete kind of took over and I lost track of it until high school when the Attitude Era comes around and everybody's hardcore back in it. And that, of course, was the era of Mark Henry, when you got to see the great Mark Henry do his thing. And at least the beginnings of it. And then, so I just, you know, it fell off as it does in your adult life, as you're just kind of managing what you got to do. And then eventually there were some documentaries about the territories and WWF release. I'd say this was maybe about 2013. And I just got hyper nostalgic and started going really back, diving deep into all of the territory, specifically Texas, of course, and the Von Erich family, who, you know, carries a huge, I'm a huge Kerry fan as well. And so is Brett, for that matter. When talking to Brett always has these beautiful stories about Kerry Von Erich and how he was one of the most accessible athletes to the young people and the Make-A-Wish kids and everything like that. So, I guess long story longer, it kept going, you know, it reignited. I kind of when I was in Calgary and Brett gave me his book and as I was reading the book, I would stop at each match and go to the Peacock and kind of watch awesome. As I was going along. So, it was a great experience and it just threw me right back into being a fan and I started watching AEW for my boy Mark. And then discovered, you know, what Thunder Rosa is doing over there and her extraordinary skill and her great run as champ, and look forward to seeing you again. But no, man, just love it. I the athleticism, of course, but also just putting your bodies on the line to tell great stories. And I'm excited that Mark's over there and that's my promotion. I'm an AEW guy. That's just where I'm at.
Are you hearing these guys? He is an AEW guy. And also, are you holding over that Brad gave you his book? And he probably signed it now on your little brother.
You know what? He did sign it. And what was weird is that when I saw the signature, it's as if it's emblazoned in my mind from my youth. There was some recognition there when I saw the signature because I had seen it so many times on that pair of shades that my brother was always bragging about.
So now you got to call your brother and say, hey, I'm going to send you a picture. Check this out.
Yeah. No, I did the same thing the last time I was in town. Oh, you know what? No, it was when I returned for some more work for The Last of Us in the wintertime. And I did the same deal. I FaceTimed my brother. I was like, yeah, look who I'm hanging out with. Brett's great. I mean, I love Brett. He's such a wealth of information. And when I was doing another show with Arnold called FUBAR, which comes out in the spring. It's a spy show for Netflix. And Brett just happened to be in town in Toronto for an appearance. So called me up and I went and joined him. We had dinner and we met Dwayne, the Rock Johnson's uncle, Rocky's brother, who still lives up in Hamilton. And I just you know, he told me all the stories about Hamilton and the history of wrestling in that area. And I just, I just feel very interwoven right now with the wrestling world, just having spent the time I have in Calgary and having befriended Brett the way I have.
That's an amazing story. And thanks for sharing it, because you were talking about, you know, wrestling in Texas, and you were talking about world-class championship wrestling in the Von Erichs. You know, I grew up in New Jersey. I still live here in New Jersey, but I grew up watching, you know, world-class championship wrestling. And when Thunder, for her Mission Pro Wrestling Association, had me have a face-off with her in Buda, Texas, like, it was like a dream come true, because I had always admired and watched wrestling from Texas, because that style of wrestling, the fan base in Texas is so special. So it was almost like a dream come true to be able to do something wrestling. I mean, she kicked my ass and chopped the hell out of me and made me bleed and made me pee my pants. But outside of that, the experience was absolutely amazing, because there is something special about pro wrestling in Texas.
Absolutely. You know, and it's, I didn't realize, well, I did realize that how far reaching world-class championship wrestling was. You know, it hits you guys up in New Jersey. And then I had a driver I was on a job, and my driver, he was from, I believe he was from Kuwait or Saudi Arabia. And he said that they were huge Von Erich fans there. That was the only wrestling show that they got in the Middle East when he was young, was the Texas promotion, which I found to be really interesting, because I'm sitting here talking to this guy from Kuwait, and he's just rattling it off with this encyclopedic knowledge about the Von Erichs.
That's crazy.
And made me very proud that the way the Texas boys do things travels, you know, have gun rule travel.
Love it. Yeah. And listen, I want to again tell the nation, please check out The Last of Us, the hottest show on HBO right now. It's taken over.
Today is a new episode because of the Super Bowl. It usually comes on Sunday. So if you're watching the show, make sure you watch it tonight. It's HBO Max. I can't wait to watch it. I watch it all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for the plug. Yeah, tonight is an early showing of early release of episode 5 of The Last of Us. Everybody tune in tonight on HBO, HBO Max. And you'll be seeing a very familiar face very soon.
All right.
Wait, David. So David was saying this, right? Because we haven't seen you since episode 1. Are you doing a big comeback, like, you know, like wrestling style comeback?
Tell me. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's time for the hope spot. Here comes the hope spot. I'm hashtag and I'm coming back in. I love you, Rosa. Thank you so much. I'll be doing the taco vlog with you pretty soon, so we'll have plenty of time for the rest of those questions. Love you, Mark. You know that, brother. Anytime you need anything. And Dave, honor and a pleasure, brother.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.